जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वन चारे जमुना तीर भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परविजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्यवान ग्रह शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की आनंद कोटि वैष्णविंद की नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से गौ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाश्री गौर भक्तवृंद की All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं दधाति स्वपदंतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्री रूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदानु सहगना श्री ललिता श्री विशाखावितं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीना बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषिवानुसुते प्रणामामि हरि प्रिये वाचकल्पतरुवस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चता देशकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाश्रदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Answers by reciting the Lord's version, text number 44. Tasmai idam Bhagavatam Puranam Daslakshanam Proktam Bhagavata Praha Pitaha Putraya Pratakrit Tasma idam Bhagavatam Puranam Daslakshanam Proktam Bhagavata Praha Pitaha Putraya Bhutakrit Tasmaidam Bhagavatam Puranam Dasalakshanam Proktam Bhagavata Praha Pita Putraya Bhutakrit Tasmaidam Bhagavatam Puranam Dasalakshanam Proktam Bhagavata Praha Vita Putraya Bhutakrit Vaishnavis, please. Tasmai, thereupon. Idam, this. Bhagavatam, glories of the Lord or the signs of the Lord. Puranam, Vedic supplement. Dasalakshanam, 10 characteristics. Proktam, described. Bhagavata, by the personality of Godhead. Praha, saved. Pritaha, insatisfaction. Putraya, unto the sun. Bhutakrit, the creator of the universe. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thereupon the supplementary Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which was described by the personality of Godhead, and which contains 10 characteristics, was told with satisfaction by the father Brahma to his son Narada. Purport. Although the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken in 4 verses, it has 10 characteristics which will be explained in the next chapter. In the four verses, it is first said that the Lord existed before the creation. And thus the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam includes the Vedanta aphorism, Janmadyasya. Janmadyasya is the beginning. Yet the four verses in which it is said that the Lord is the root of everything that be, beginning from the creation up to the supreme abode of the Lord, naturally explain the 10 characteristics. One should not misunderstand by wrong interpretations that the Lord spoke only four verses and that therefore all the rest of the 17,994 verses are useless. The 10 characteristics, as will be explained in the next chapter, require so many verses just to explain them properly. Brahmaji had also advised Narada previously that he should expand the idea he had heard from Brahmaji. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed this to Srila Rupa Goswami in a nutshell, but the disciple Srila Rupa Goswami expanded this very elaborately, and the same subject was further expanded by Jiva Goswami and even further by Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur. We are just trying to follow in the footsteps of all these authorities. So Srimad Bhagavatam is not like ordinary fiction or mundane literature. It is unlimited in strength, and however one may expand it according to one's own ability, Bhagavatam still cannot be finished by such expansion. Srimad Bhagavatam, being the sound representation of the Lord, is simultaneously explained in four verses or in 4 billion verses, all the same. In the upper planetary system, the Srimad Bhagavatam is in more than 18,000 verses, right? I had heard somewhere. In as much as the Lord is smaller than this atom and bigger than the unlimited sky, such is the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. So, first is Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that some say, however, that the Lord Himself spoke the complete 12 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, endowed with 10 characteristics, after speaking the four verses as a summary. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur saying. Now, we heard the four Chatur-Shloki Bhagavatam, we heard it. And now, in the previous verses, he's explained that Veda is in the three departments, Karma-Kanda, Jnana-Kanda, Upasana-Kanda. So Lord Brahma gave the responsibility of the Karma-Kanda, which is the fruity work, to his son, Daksha. You take care of Daksha Prajapati. You just do that work, fruity work, just have the progenies, right? Then the Jnana Kanda, Lord Brahma gave to four Kumaras, Sanat and Sanatana. But the Upasana Kanda, which is the devotional service, he gave to Narad, inherited from Brahma, from his father, to this devotional service. And of course, why Narada? So Narada's characteristics are mentioned about Narad Muni, that he was beloved son of Brahma. Because of his good behavior, obedience, meekness, and readiness to render service unto his father. Also, in the previous verses, in the second canto, it is mentioned about Narada. He always offered obeisances to Brahma, his father. Then he glorified Brahma. Also, he exhibited the qualities of a disciple. It is mentioned. Very obedient, always ready to serve, well-behaved, meek, and sense control. So these are the qualifications Lord, his son Brahma, Narada had. So Brahma gave him that you take care of devotions. And that's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam we have the Brahma, Narada had, Narada disciples are Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. So there are so many disciples he has. So Narada is coming in the disciplic succession from Brahma. Brahma to Narada, Narada to Vyas, and go on. Now, Srimad, the four verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam is which we know, text number 33, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. These are the four verses of the Chatushloki Bhagavatam. Now the first slok, which is of the Bhagavatam, is describing about the Lord, is about jnana, knowledge. And the Lord is the Lord is, he said he existed before his existing, and before the creation he was there. In the personal form, he is there, he was there, and he will be after annihilation. So it means he's eternal. And the eternal, he is eternal, and we are jivatma, we are eternal, and we have relationship with the Lord. That is our original constitutional position. Right? Then the second verse describes about the vijnana, which is text number 34. And there he is describing about the Lord has different energies, and there is a the energy which is related to the world in connection with the Lord is the yoga maya, and the energy which is not connected with the Lord is the mahamaya, not our mahamaya, Mataji here, mahamaya. How did Srila Prabhupada give you name mahamaya? Yeah, Mataji. Engaged devotee. So Mahamaya is which is not related to Lord. And Lord has, and that is so, that is one. Now, and after that, text number 35 is describing about the, this is described Rahasyam. That which is a Lord Chaitanya is describing, we will talk about the here, Srila Prabhupada is talking about the, in the purport about the Lord Chaitanya instructed this Rupa Goswami in a nutshell, we will talk about that verse. So that is the text number 35, which is the Rahasyam, Prema, ultimate goal. And then, but it's interesting that, and then the text number 36, it describes about the Sa Bhakti. Tadangam is used here. So, these four verses are describing about the Lord. Lord is saying, Aham, 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 the first one. I am, I am, I am. Lord is everything. Means in the material world also, his energies are, his energy are acting, but he is the owner of the, he is the owner of everything practically. We are a part and parcel, we are also, we are related to the Lord. Right? We have relation, that is our constitutional position. We are in a dream state right now. And we are in dream state going on from one life to another life to another life. We are going on, dreaming after dreaming after dreaming. That's what we do. But that is not realistic. When you have a dream, you get up, you dream of, you are you having a dream, you dream of that you are, you saw the mount, hill, gold mountain. or something which you dream of it, which you had sometimes. It always happens, isn't it? Something you think of it and you dream about it. But when you get up, it's not reality. So that's what we are doing, life after life after life. We are dreaming in a dreaming state. We are going on. But that's not the original question put. So how we are going to... The question is that these four verses are describing the Lord, about Lord, His creation, He's eternal, then His vijnana, that the material energy is which is not related to Him is material energy, then He's describing about the prema, and describing about bhakti. How are we going to in this tiny brain understand this? Right? So someone has to elaborate it more in detail to understand. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is the Amalam Puranam. What is the character of Srimad Bhagavatam? How is God said? Srimad Bhagavatam, what is it? Dharma Projita Kaitava Nirmat Saranam Satam. He rejecting all the dharmas. No, he's rejecting dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Srimad Bhagavatam is pancham purusham, describing, which is the prema, relationship with the Lord, prema. See, that is the pancham purusham, right? Also, Srimad Bhagavatam is the, Srimad Bhagavatam is ripened fruit. Nigam kalpataram. Srimad Bhagavatam is the cream of the scriptures spoken after personal assimilation. It is literary incarnation of God. Right? He is so brilliant as a sun. After Krishna's departure to enlighten the people of this Kali Yuga is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is specially for the common people. Right? Srimad Bhagavatam is the expanse supremacy of the Lord. And Srimad Bhagavatam also gives the for the Bhakti Yoga. Talks about Bhakti Yoga. So these are the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now how are we going to understand this? All this? Someone has to expand it. See? Someone has to elaborate it. And Lord Chaitanya, which is Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, he put the emperor verse, which is the Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya here says, this is the verse, which is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Nutshell, which is the, he told Rupa Goswami, which is the, you all know, right? Aradhyo Bhagavan, Vrajesa Tanayas, Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam, Ramya kachi tupasana vrajvadu vargena va kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam amalam prema puma to mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mata idam tatraga nahaparaha. Aradhyo Bhagavan. Who is the Aradhyo Bhagavan? Vrajesa Tanaya. Krishna, he says Krishna, who is the Vrajendra Nandana, Vrajendra Nandana, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is the worshipable. He is the topmost worshipable. This is the first one Lord Chaitanya established. Second, Lord Chaitanya says, it says here, Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam. Vrindavan is the abode of the Lord. Vrindavan is his house. Right? And this Vrindavan, abode of the Lord, is the worshipable. Highest worshipable. There was a pastime about it. Brahmaji established the Triveni Sangam, the Prayag, Prayagraj, Brahma established. So everybody was glorifying Prayagraj. And everybody brought the gifts to Prayagraj. Everybody. So Narad Muni, as you know, Narad Muni, he likes to come in the way all the time, you know. So he came and he says to Prayagraj, hey, you got, everybody came to glorify, you brought the gifts, but this Vrindavan, Krishna, they didn't bring anything gift for you. Didn't bring anything. You are Prayagraj, you are the king of all the dhamas aboard. And this from Braj, nobody came to give you any gift. So Prayagraj went to the Lord, saying that, you know, he was a little bit, because he got mana, the god, all the dham is coming. You know, and nobody came. So he went to Krishna and said that nobody. Krishna says, you know, I'm the owner of everything. This is my home. Vrindavan is my home. Is everything is mine. I don't have to come to you to give you a gift. So Vrindavan is the highest worshipable abode. Then he says, Lord Chaitanya says, Ramya Kachi Dupasana Brajavadhu. Said the gopis are the highest example of worship of Sri Krishna. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, Gopir Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Dasanu Das. Then he says, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Says the Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless evidence for knowing the absolute truth. And the last he says, Prema Pramartho Amalam Prema Puma Ama Artho Mahan. What is the artha? Krishna Prema is the fifth highest goal of life. This is a nutshell verse Lord Chaitanya recited to Srila Rupa Goswami. And all these four verses of the Chatushloki is describing what is Lord Chaitanya's mission was. What is his mission? Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan. Right? That's what Lord Chaitanya told to Rupa Goswami from Chaitanya Chaitanya. Ultimately, that's what is Sambandha Vidya Prayojana. Right? And these first, the Chatushloki Bhagavatam, first two verses are the Sambandha. And next verse is the Sambandha. Then he's talking about this Prema and then Prayojana. No, Sambandha, Abhijaya, Abhidaya, then Prayojana. Means the Sambandha with these four verses are the Sambandha Vidya Prayojana. And what is Sambandha Vidya Prayojana? Sambandha Vidya Prayojana, Srila Prabhupada gives very simple definition. Two people are going to start doing the business. That's it. And when they're going to start doing the business, then they're going to find out what is their goal, who will be the supplier, who will be our market, what product we're going to sell, what products we're going to, where we're going to get this product, how we're going to sell, strategy. Right? Sambandha. That's it. Then the Abhideya, what they're going to do. They're going to sell the product. And then the Prayojana is the profit is, they're going to make the profit. That is a Prayojana. Simple definition. So we also have the living entity has a relationship with the Lord. Sambandha is the most important thing. So we have that we have to know our relationship with the Lord. What is it? I am the servant of the Lord. That's what we have to get in our deep, deep in our heart. I am the servant of the Lord. I am a spirit soul. I am not this body. Right? And that's going to come with the abhideya by performing devotional service, sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti to raganuga bhakti further on. And then we're going to get the prayojana, which is the loving, re-establishing of a loving relationship with the Lord. So now, to go through this, someone has to elaborate. Take the example, Srila Prabhupada. I have a few minutes. Srila Prabhupada given this just one instruction by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. And that is, you preach this message in the English language. Now that one instruction, Srila Prabhupada had to elaborate. Right? He had to make it happen. But how is he going to make it happen? Just one instruction. Srila Prabhupada had to come to establish that, to preach this message in English, he had to come here. Right? He had to write a books. He had to establish a temple, worshipable temple. First of all, he had to start a society. Then in the society, he had to write seven or ten purposes? Seven, right? President, seven or ten?
14 purposes.
14. Yeah, seven. Right? He had to write them. He had to mention. Then he had to write a books. Then he had to give the initiations to devotees. And also establishing the Brahmacharini ashram, which never happened in the Gaudiya Math. He had to go all three, and then he had to write the top of the Hiraitis, purports of the 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita, he had to write the purport. For what? For the general mass of people. To fulfill the one mission, to preach the message of one instruction. To preach the message in the English language. So similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is the 14,000, the four verses in the. And here is Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, someone says the Lord, well done, so it's possible. And if not, then at least Brahma we heard in the previous verses, Brahma is the most intelligent personality. He is the coming from the navel of the Vishnu, his son actually, and he is telling the 10 characteristics of Srimad Bhagavatam is elaborated into this different, into 18,000 verses. Another material example can be given. Father says to son, you get married, my son. What is that means? It means so many things, isn't it? Wife, second mind here, he has already his mind, he has to deal with second mind, right? He has to deal with, he will have this wife, means the family, with a house, with the children, wife's parents he has to deal with. And Indian, they have to deal with the parents of parents of parents, wife, father's side, mother's side, my uncle, aunt, all this he has to deal with. This is elaborate. One instruction. So what to say of the Srimad Bhagavatam here? So that's what here in this verse is mentioned about that. And Narad Muni is the chosen personality because he is qualified. So Brahma is choosing Narad, and Narad is choosing Vyas, and Vyas is choosing the Sukadeva Goswami, and further goes in the line of disciplic succession. And then comes to Lord Chaitanya, who is himself is the None other than Radha Krishna. So he is telling to Srila Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami is elaborating that and more expanded. And then of course Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Jiva Goswami establishes in the Sandarbhas, Tattva Sandarbhas, he is taking the statement, he is saying. Here says, in his Tattva Sandarbhas, Srila Jiva Goswami proves that the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam are perfect, supreme and conclusive. All other scriptures follow Srimad Bhagavatam just as courtiers follow their king's order. Interestingly, Bhagavatam also describes the other four items mentioned above, which is the Lord Chaitanya's nutshell verse, which is the Aradhya Bhagavan Prajeshtanaya Taddham Vrindavan. So, this is what is mentioned in this purport. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning is not like ordinary fictional or mundane literature. It is unlimited in strength, and however one may expand it according to one's own ability, Bhagavatam still cannot be finished by such expansion. Any questions? Any comments? Yes, Prabhu.
So where the deities are being worshipped and the holy name is being glorified, it's considered a spiritual world. So how is that any different than Vrindavan? Like we're sitting here in the spiritual world of Nyuram and Reti. It's a spiritual world. So what's the difference in Vrindavan? You know, there's good, better, and best. Can you describe a little bit about that?
I think you should answer that question yourself.
You're the Parikram Prajapasi Wala.
You can feel the difference, isn't it, when you come here and when you are in Vrindavan. Big difference, of course. Vrindavan is there. Of course, Srila Prabhupada has said that wherever my center is Vrindavan, and that is in the eyes of Srila Prabhupada. We are not Srila Prabhupada. I have not realized that yet. I see the difference, definitely. When I go to Vrindavan to Parikrama for, I don't know how many years, I see the difference, definitely. Even though Vrindavan is, at present, is like a city, it's like a New York City. To me, it's like New York City. When I go in Parikrama, when I would whole month out, that village, when we are in villages, when I come to Vrindavan, it's like I'm coming in the city, back into city. Of course, I because I don't have eyes to see that real Vrindavan yet. See? Real Vrindavan is there, but it is the thin layer of this is there, and on thin layer we are just running around, and that's why we are seeing all these cars and 15 story buildings, right, everywhere, and the monkeys and thieves, and anyhow, that's what we see. But real Vrindavan is there, right? It's there. It's his house. So of course there is a difference. You can, and that's you feel it when you are in Parikrama. You can feel it there. You can see the culture. You can feel the culture. There, it is there in the villages in Vrindavan, still there. See?
Can I ask one more question?
Go ahead.
Dhruva Maharaj, when his brother was killed, he went to destroy all the yakshas. And so much so, his anger got so out of control, so to speak, that Swayambhu Manu had to come and convince him that, hey, you know, you're the grandson of Manu, and you know you got to set the proper standard in the family. He's already a pure devotee, so how is it that a pure devotee, he's the realization of Bhagavatam, but at the same time, he got angry because his brother was killed, and it took Swayambhu Manu to kind of bring him back to his unexcessive anger, even though being the king.
Can you speak? Being the king, that's a point. Passion. Why the Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj, who is a Bhagavat, he is the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is like a Bhagavat Purana. What is it called? It is the establishing the Bhagavad Dharma, seventh canto, right? From Prahlad Maharaj's instructions. Now the same Prahlad Maharaj, when the Bali Maharaj is gonna go to fight to the demigods, Prahlad Maharaj is blessing him. And you might be surprised why Prahlad Maharaj is blessing him to Bali Maharaj when he's gonna go to fight with the devatas. Prahlad Maharaj, who is a self-realized smaranam all the time, he is 24 hours. He is always thinking that I am in the lap of my father. Who is his father? Krishna. I am in the lap of my father. That's why he didn't worry about it. Whatever happened to him, he was always thinking my father is taking care of me. Right? And when he didn't think of his father, what was happening? He was crying. When he saw it, little bit he saw it, that I'm away from, my father is away from, he would cry. So when the Narasimhadev was giving, his father, Hiranyakashipu, was giving so much trouble, he was not thinking of those troubles. He was not thinking, oh, my father is going to now drop me from the hill. My father is going to put me in the where all the cobras are there in that room. He was not thinking of that. He was not even thinking of that. That do those difficulties. He was thinking, Father is taking care of me. Father is there, it is happening. This is, and that's why he says to his father, you are based of the demon, you cannot control your senses. This is Prahlad Maharaj, right? So the point is that the passionate nature is sometimes comes up. King. And that's why Manu had to come to say, "Who do you know who you are? You don't do this." But because there's the nature of this material world. Right? Sometimes it's the nature of material world is such that sometimes, and that's why what Arjuna says, things which you don't want to do it, you do it. Right? That's Arjuna's question to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. So that's my understanding. So it is always pure devotee, but sometimes it... Srila Prabhupada was pure devotee, right? And sometimes he would talk with his guard. I'm sure he must be talking to his guard brothers. Because material world is a very tricky place. This is not a place in reality for us. I hope that you want to elaborate more?
No, it's great. I mean, he did it out of duty.
Yeah. And then someone has to come and remind
you. He doesn't hang on to the anger like a real quality. Sometimes Prabhupada would show dissatisfaction, yes. The nonsense of the devotee,
yes. Yes.
Would explode, and the, yes, person would be like out of his mind, but then, mm-hmm, again he'd be back on
exactly.
Track. It's not the same, you can't compare the two together, yeah. But
that's true.
Just like
when Srila Prabhupada gets angry, next moment he's not. If I get angry, my whole body will be, shaking, and whole body will be, and I can go and carry on for a long time. Srila Prabhupada, next time, next moment, he is, that's it. Okay? Anything else? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah.
Sometimes when we're used to talking about we're in the dream state, mm-hmm. sometimes when we're having a dream, the dream is so nice we don't want to wake up. Mm-hmm. We're thinking, oh, this is so wonderful. So how to really get fixed, our consciousness fixed, that I don't want this dream state anymore. I don't want to try to enjoy this dream. I don't want to try to escape from Krishna.
You are on the path. You are on the right path. Right? You are doing sadhana bhakti. You are hearing, you are chanting, associating with devotees. And that will, it's a gradual process, sadhana bhakti, we are sadhaka. So time will come as we continue our sadhana bhakti and follow the instructions given by our spiritual master, ultimately by Srila Prabhupada. Then we will come to realization that this is a dream state. It is a dreaming state. Whole material world, the people are just dreaming. Yeah, I will let you see. You say. So because we are in dream state, and other person is also in a dream state, so we think we both can enjoy. That's a problem. Right? You are dreaming and same other person dream the same, so okay, let's combine both together. And both dream together. But it's not actually a dream. Both suffers.
Comes a nightmare.
Nightmare. You got it. Keep that in mind. All the time. You got it? Any other question?
I just want to say that the grihasthas that do come from Mangalarti that are staying fixed, they're very special souls. Most, like you're saying, we get in a relationship and then we lose our
all devotees are special souls.
Yes.
Some grihasthas are not able to come in the temple. That doesn't mean they are not special souls. They might be watching at home. They are there right now. Everything is electronic, so everything is available. They are not able to come, but they watch the kirtan and they chant and they have their house. Their deities are there at temple. They have temple in their home. They are worshipping the deities. You know, all are special souls, right? Of course, first devotees who are coming in the morning, say, but different devotees have different, you know, reasons why they are not able to, or whatever. Say, point is that I don't want to cheat myself. That's the point. See, if I'm not doing it and I'm cheating myself, acting like, you know, yeah, I'm doing. That's cheating. This will be cheating. I'm cheating myself. This is bhakti is for me. Right? It's for me to go home back to Gade. I don't have to compare. That is beauty about bhakti. We are so brought up from the original, from the childhood, compare with others. We compare everything. Who is good at it? I have to be good at it. You will be born like that. If you think you want to be learn the philosophy, you think so-and-so philosopher, I want to be like that. Yeah, you will be born again. Come on up, you want to compare again to learn that philosophy again? No, I don't want to compare myself with it. Bhakti is individually. We don't compare with anybody. We all have given some talents. That's what we should know. I have given my talents, I'm using in service of best way I can. I cannot be everything. Isn't it? I cannot be a pujari or I cannot be a... I mean, I'm giving example. I can, but I have something, I'm best at something. So I use that in service of the Lord. That is my bhakti. I don't have to compare myself with other people, what they do. No.
Good point. Yes, very good point. Thinking I want to be like this, then
no.
We have to take birth again to be like that. That's a very good point.
No, we don't want to compare. That's the point. Bhakti is individual. Mm-hmm.
Because we all have a relationship with the Lord. Individual, we are individual. We have relationship. So we should find the way what I am best at and use that in the service of the Lord. And that is pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. That will please to my spiritual master. Yes, sir. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Prabhupada.
I had a comment. So,
go ahead.
When in like the high spiritual realm, Vrindavan, in the high spiritual realm, it's best to be a devotee. Is that what the purport was kind of saying?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow it.
When you're, like, if you're in the high spiritual world in Vrindavan, it's best to be a devotee. Is that what the purport was?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Could be a?
Yes.
Can you repeat that?
I just want to follow up on his question.
No, but can you repeat what he said? Prabhuji, this Prabhuji is so saying, you repeat.
He said that to be in Vrindavan, the highest place, when you're in Vrindavan, it's best to be a devotee.
Yes. Well, you are a devotee right now. See?
But in the highest spiritual realm, it's good to be devotional. To have to develop devotion.
Yes. By here we are established, we develop our devotion by following the bhakti process which is given by this great personality. We follow that. And as we gradually follow that, we are in the association of devotees and we go to that abode, Vrindavan abode, whole in the spiritual world.
You'll be a devotee or you won't be there.
You are already a devotee.
But
yeah, go ahead.
He wanted to know how, you know, what's a practical. Well, Rupa Goswami says you have to be patient. Utsahan nischardayat means that you have to be enthusiastic, you have to be determined, and you have to be patient.
Right.
It might take, I mean, as long as you're on the boat, right? You're on the right boat, you know, who cares when you're going to get there? You have to be on the boat, though, stay there, and follow what they've given. The acharyas have given it, chalked it out step by step for us. We don't have to think about it.
You purchase a ticket from here to Vrindavan. You are on the path. Now you might be reaching after 24 hours, you might be reaching after 1 year, or you might be reaching after one life, or two life. Doesn't matter. You are on the path. You're going to go there. Individually will take, it's up to individual. Some will go in this life, some in next life. Who knows? Still we are on the path. We will be there. We purchase a ticket. Srila Prabhupada's boat is there. We are in Srila Prabhupada's boat. Right? Srila Prabhupada's boat is, Srila Prabhupada is the captain. He's going to take us there. He's a captain and he has given the wind is the knowledge. He has given the wind is the favorable knowledge he has given. Right? So we are in his boat. He's a captain. Wind is the favorable wind is his knowledge is given. He has given. So if we follow it, then that boat will take us. Now how, when you want to go, that is individual has to decide. And work on. Sri Muni Prabhu had some comment, I think. Go ahead.
You could joke there, but you guys kind of stole the punchline. But I'll try it, see if it works. Yeah.
Can you speak loud? Okay.
Well, okay, I'll repeat that for the audience. I thought I had a joke there, good joke, but I think you guys stole the punchline. So I'll try it again. So if you really like the dream, you can always go back to sleep and wait for the inevitable nightmare.
That's true.
I think he's part of the nightmare.
That's true. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Jai Jagannath.